performance by Jimmy Walker, and I was so happy that another first-time winner. It's good for the sport of golf that you're getting all these first-time major winners. It only helps to encourage new players to come into golf. They'll look at this and say, okay, if these guys can do it for the first time, and it's happened, like I said, 5 majors in a row now, and then this gives them the motivation to go out, practice hard, and eventually become a major champion for the first time as well. So well done to Jimmy Walker, and it was another fantastic tournament. So one more piece of golfing news regarding all the Olympic withdrawals from golf. So Gary Player, a very, very iconic veteran golfer as well, and Gary Player said that the golfers who have withdrawn from the upcoming Olympics in Rio have left golf down. So that's quite in what he said. The way I see it, if you've got a health concern and you're not 100% happy with going somewhere, then I rather see them not go than rather go and play half-heartedly or even withdraw with the tournament when they're there and not give their all, especially when they've got issues regarding Zika virus and other issues going on surrounding the Olympics. So I'd rather see them pull out. I'd rather see people 100% committed to going and playing golf. I agree with some of the golf experts. I personally think that golf shouldn't be in the Olympics because the golfers don't see that as the pinnacle. The golfers see the majors and also the Ryder Cup as the pinnacle of the career. And just interact with Iman FM on Facebook. It's Iman FM Radio. On Twitter, it's Iman FM 1031. You can also interact with me on social media as well. On Facebook is 1ZairMedia and on Twitter it's 1Zair_. You can also interact with the show on any social media, ideally Facebook and Twitter, using the hashtag SWZ. That's hashtag SWZ. Now I'm going to look at the Olympics and talk about the various events that are taking place in the Olympics. For you who don't know, the Olympics are taking place in Rio, which is in Brazil. And the Olympics have already started today. They've started before the opening ceremony, which is on Friday. The reason being because some of the events take longer to complete. So they've already started, especially like the football as well. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of some of the sports that are coming up in the next few days. So if you do get time, you can check them out and enjoy the Olympics. The football tournament has already started this evening and will continue late into the evening as well. So it's worth looking out for that. That's both in the men's tournament and the women's tournament, but they'll be playing football in this tournament. So first of all, it's the women starting the tournament and then the men's football team will follow in due course. As you know, in the 2012 Olympics, there was Team GB, but on this occasion, it's not going to happen because that was just a one-off. And also on Thursday, we've got the Brazilian men's team. They're starting the tournament and they are allowed 3 players over the age of 23 who play in the tournament. So for Brazil, Neymar is one of them, which is I'm utterly gutted about. The reason being, I'm going to Wembley this Saturday to watch Liverpool against Barcelona. Neymar is participating in the Brazil's team for the Olympics, so he won't be at Wembley, so I'm very gutted about that. But I'm just hoping the likes of Messi and Suarez will be playing. But enough about the football, I'll talk about those football later. So as I mentioned, Neymar is one of the 3 over 23s in the team because each team is only allowed 3 players over the age of 23 to play in the tournament, as is an under 23 squad tournament. So that's your highlights Thursday, women's football and the men's football at the Olympic. Then as I mentioned, the opening ceremony takes place on Friday the 5th of August. That'll be at the Rio's rebuilt Maracanã Stadium for the opening ceremony. In 2012, it was 31 million devoted. So the Olympic ceremony takes place on Friday, August the 5th at the rebuilt Maracanã Stadium, where the opening ceremony will take place. In 2015, it was suggested that Rio ceremony director Fernando Meirelles, who made films like City of God and The Constant Gardener, could be working with as little as 1/10 of Boa's budget. So we'll have to see what happens. Also, the opening ceremony tickets are being sold sold between £45 to £1,000, depending on the seat. So that's quite shocking that you have to pay, even in Brazil standards, £1,000 for a seat. I feel sorry for the Brazilians, really, because they're paying for this out of their pocket, and a lot of them can't afford to go to these events. So it's really, really unfortunate that these Olympics haven't been properly catered for those who are poor and those who are less off, less able to come to the Olympics to watch the Olympics. Because when the Olympics take place, they should re-galvanize the local community and aspire them to be part of the tournament through spectators or volunteers. And I don't think that's happening enough in Brazil. So we'll see what kind of legacy that the Olympics are set after the tournament finishes. So spectators will see 207 teams enter the arena during their parade of nations. Greece enter first as the traditional home of the Olympic Games, followed by nations in alphabetical order according to their names in Brazilian Portuguese. This means Afghanistan will be first, followed by South Africa, Albania and Germany. Team GB are set to be the 76th team in the parade, with the likes of United States and Brazil being the last as host. A 10-strong team of refugee athletes created by the International Olympic Committee for the first time will march 206th, just ahead of Brazil and after Zimbabwe. As I mentioned, there's 207 teams entering the parade of nations. Very, very embarrassing of all is that Pakistan, a nation of almost 200 million people, won't have a single participant taking place in the Olympics. Yes, that's correct. Pakistan, a country of 200 million people, will not have a single participant taking place in the Olympics, which is embarrassing, shocking, and is quite pathetic. Wonderful nation as Pakistan can't produce athletes to take place in the Olympics. Yes, there were stories of 7 wildcard entrants, but unfortunately they weren't able to get a visa, and also due to technical issues that prevented them going to the Olympics. It is very, very sad, not just for Pakistan, but for the Olympics as a whole, that a country that has had so much success at the Olympics through the hockey tournament, that they can't send a group of individuals, not even one individual, to take their part in the Olympics on behalf of Pakistan. Pakistan government and all its sporting institutions should hold their head in shame and reflect on this outcome and make sure this doesn't happen in 4 years' time when the Olympics come around again. So that was all your information regarding Friday. And on Saturday, there will be 12 gold medals played for in total. And also on Sunday, there'll be 14 gold medals that people will be fighting for. Monday, we'll have 14 medals as well that people will be going for. On Tuesday, there'll be 15 medals that people will be going for. Next Wednesday, which will be the 10th of August, there'll be 20 medals in total people will be going for. So it's already an action-packed week of Olympics, like I mentioned. On Wednesday, you've got the ladies football tournament, and Thursday, the men's football tournament, and Friday, the opening ceremony. Then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, you've got gold medals that are going to be decided on each of these days. So let's just hope the Olympics are successful, and let's just hope there are trouble free, security isn't an issue, and that the participants participate to their maximum ability, and that we have a wonderful Olympics. I don't think it will live up to the successes of London 2012, but if it's half the success of that, then we're in for at least a very, very good Olympics, Rio 2016.